A crucial piece of information came a few days into the monitoring at NetCom. Kent Walker, an assistant U.S. attorney in San Francisco, had issued subpoenas of telephone company calling records. The records showed that the calls were coming from a local NetCom dial-in site in Raleigh. They were originating from a cellular telephone hooked to a modem. As soon as possible, Shimomura was on a plane to Raleigh.
By 1 a.m. on February 13th, he was in the passenger seat of a Chevy Blazer driven by a Sprint cellular technician, his lap piled with scanning and homing equipment, a surveillance device he had rigged out of an old Oki cell phone, a palm-top computer to control the Oki and the Sprint technician's cellular scanner, which had a directional antenna for detecting signal strength, like a sophisticated Geiger counter. Shimomura describes that part of the chase as trivial. "It's like finding a light bulb in the dark, or an avalanche beacon in the snow," he said. "You walk toward where it's the brightest." Within 30 minutes, Shimomura had homed in on the Players Club Apartments, a three-story complex near the airport. When he turned things over to the FBI to make the arrest, Shimomura advised the agents to move swiftly to reduce the time Mitnick would have to destroy evidence. At 2 a.m. on February 15th, the agents knocked on the door of apartment 202. It took Mitnick 5 minutes to open the door. When he did, he demanded to see a search warrant. They had one, but for the wrong apartment. Prosecutors had called a federal magistrate to get a valid warrant, but the agents were already inside. Mitnick was under arrest.